This edition of the FPP Freedom Minute is brought to you by Duopoly, How the Republicrats Control the Electoral Process. Duopoly by Daryl W. Perry presents the history of the electoral system in the United States and explores the very real barriers faced by potential independent and third-party political candidates. The book has been called a must-read for every political science student, every member of Congress, and every state legislator in the country. Duopoly is available from Amazon.com and all major bookstores. I recently received a message from Dave Hollist on my Facebook page, which reads, "Daryl, thanks for running for office. On your page and website, I could not find your plan to finance government without violating our libertarian pledge to never force anyone to do anything. Please steer me to that info, or have you considered contract insurance?" He then asks, "How can a government operate without taxation?" and provided his answer, which can also be found on his website. Before offering my opinion on how government would be funded absent taxation, I feel compelled to say that I have only seen a handful of people mention contract insurance, and based on what I've read, I would not oppose such a proposal, though I would not support it either. Now, to answer the question, how can a government operate without taxation? I believe that governments, if they are to continue existing, can operate without taxation in a similar way to your neighborhood grocer, since they also operate without taxation. Any proposed government project should be able to be funded through voluntary means, just as your local grocer doesn't point, or threaten to point, a gun to your head to force you to purchase his groceries. Governments should not use the same tactics to force you to fund its schools, roads, post offices, bureaucrats, regulatory agencies, military conquest, and or any other government function. This does not mean that I oppose schools, roads, and post offices. In fact, I like all three of these things and regularly use two of them. I am opposed to the use of force to fund them. I've been a regular contributor to the arts and libraries over the years as well. However, I'm opposed to the use of force to fund those. For a quick comparison between the private sector and a government monopoly, let's look at the delivery of mail and packages. During the fiscal year ending in September 2012, the United States Post Office had a deficit of $15.9 billion and a quarterly deficit of $1.9 billion in the second quarter of the current fiscal year, whereas UPS is projecting to haul in between $4.6 and $4.8 billion in after-tax profits in 2013. With regards to education, some statistics show that government-funded schools spend 1.5 times more per student than their privately run counterparts. Private schools also hire more teachers and spend less on administration than government-funded schools. Many museums operate almost entirely on private funding, yet claim they will cease to exist absent the government funds they do receive. There are also free market solutions to policing and roads that currently exist and operate better than the one-size-fits-all government-controlled solutions. I admit that I do not have all of the answers, though I do offer solutions. My solution to operating a government without taxation is to have said government, if such would even exist in a libertarian society, rely on voluntary contributions, just as privately run businesses and charities do. In other news, Ballot Access News reports on the importance of opinion polls, including all ballot-listed candidates. On July 16th, both Public Policy Polling and Quinnipiac University Polls released Virginia gubernatorial election polls. The Public Policy Poll got these results. Democrat Terry McAuliffe, 41%. Republican Ken Cuccinelli, 37%. Libertarian Rob Sarvis, 7%. And 15% were undecided. The Quinnipiac University poll did not mention Sarvis and merely asked respondents if they favor McAuliffe, Cuccinelli, or someone else. The someone else option pulled in at only 1%. If Sarvis manages to receive 10% in the general election, the Virginia Libertarian Party would be ballot qualified for the next two elections. This has been the FPP Freedom Minute, radio.fpp.cc.